Hey guys, it's me, Manifest Destiny. And I kind of want to talk to you about what's been going on in my life lately. Because I know I've been kind of missing in action. Really, I've just kind of been down. And just kind of meh. You know, this whole year has put this stigma and created this attitude within me of like, why? You know, why is it worth it? Why even? Kind of. So, here's a little dossier about my last few months. September 28th, I bought my car. Not my first car, but my first car since getting, not being able to drive anymore. So that was pretty big, and that was super exciting, and I was super happy about that. But things weren't still okay in my life. I was so very, very not happy and very miserable where I was. And so a lot of that had to do with the workplace I was in. I felt very disconnected just from everybody. Like, I was just a nut and bolt of the machine, not even a cog in it, you know? Like, insignificant, you know? And that kind of gets you down. And that kind of affected my work ethic a little bit, you know? It kind of made me not want to be there a lot. So, and I could tell I was nearing my end. Because I was absolutely miserable. And I even told my brother that night, I was like, I need to make the decision to leave my job before the universe makes it for me. Like the last time I got fired from my job. So, ironically, that same night, I didn't set an alarm for the next morning to wake up for work. Lo and behold, I stopped working at the place I had worked at for the last 2 years, but the place that also made me miserable. I just basically bought this new car, spent all my money trying to do this, got a new laptop, you know, was really making moves and advancements in my life. So I was a little freaked out and scared of the change, even though it's something I desperately wanted, something I thought, dreamed, craved, whatever about. But I get a call 2 hours later after getting fired because I overslept for my shift from an old manager. And that must have been the quickest rate of unemployment in like world history. Well, probably not. But I hadn't even gotten out of bed yet and I had already had another job. He was managing a strip club locally in town. And needed a head bartender and kind of like a bar manager. So I was fired, and 1 hour later, I was already hired with the position and working that night. So that was pretty cool. And we were getting very good clientele for a good amount of time. And then it just started getting really bad there, really miserable, really degrading. And so I finally, rather than just dealing with it, I made the decision consciously to leave that job. It was affecting everything else in my life. I would go to work at 4 or 3:30, and I would not get out of work and home until 4:30 in the morning. So that's about 13 hours. And then the average person, what, should sleep 8 hours a day? Well, there is about 4 hours left in my day to do anything. So I was even more miserable, and because I wasn't being able to focus on areas in my life that needed to be focused on. So I consciously made the decision to leave, which is something I've never really done before. I've always been too afraid to consciously make that decision. And I've usually never had issues getting a job, you know, almost. So I figured, no sweat off my back. I'll have a couple days to chill, and then I'll probably have a job. Needless to say, I spent weeks, months, applying to so many places, and I hadn't even heard back from one, which, that kind of started to get to me after a while, because I had never faced this before. I was really getting worried for a moment, guys. It was about a month that I couldn't find a job. And I was basically delivering packages for, like, Amazon, Flex, which is was an interesting story of its own. I'll tell that on another episode. But, you know, eventually, I got my first interview, which is with Outback Steakhouse, which is where I'm at now. And I'm super happy. Even though I'm not making nearly the same amount of money I was making before, I enjoy my job. I enjoy the people I'm around. I enjoy the environment I'm in. And that's a lot. That's a big deal. Because I've always prided myself on my work ethic. And the fact that I was losing my work ethic really started to bother me. And the fact that I was losing my will, my drive to work hard by working at a place that made me miserable, kind of like made me feel some type of way. That's the best way I can put it. So I do want to give a shout out to my staff there because they have made me feel very included since day one. And it's really nice because I was very disconnected at the last place I worked. And that kind of got to me after a while. You know, you get lonely. Not having anyone to chit-chat with, talk to, be weird, have jokes, yada yada. Another thing is I am trying to move out of where I'm at now. I want to move on to bigger and better things. I want to force myself to just take that risk and go to Tampa or St. Pete. So I got hired to be a bartender in a lounge at the new hotel that's opening up in Midtown Tampa, which is pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Great benefits with the company. Been super blessed to have that experience and have those people also around me. But I don't know what it is, guys. I see, like, my goal and grasp, but I purposely will self-sabotage myself every single time. Like, it's like subconsciously, but at the same time, I'm conscious about what I'm doing. And, like, so when my doctor just cut me cold turkey off the medicine I had been on for 3 years, my dopamine levels and everything, you know, were kind of trying to figure themselves out and kind of set me really low. And that's kind of just, it was shitty timing. I lost my job and then had to come off of medication that I was on for 3 years. Because she said I needed to, you know, have a referral by a psychiatrist, yada, yada, yada. But she didn't even get my referral in for the psychiatrist till like a month and a half later. And that just shocked me. Like, how can you take somebody off just not, you know what I mean? Like, a controlled substance that they've taken for 4 years straight through your facility is given, you know? And I just, it was like, really? Why now? Why does this have to happen now? If I was...
It was absolute worst timing for everything and anything to happen. It was literally the definition of Murphy's Law, was how I felt my life was at that moment. But.
And as I enter this new chapter in my life, I am a little nervous because I like to know things, you know. I like to be able to be sure about something. And honestly, I have no idea what's going to happen next. But I'm going to try my hardest to keep my spirits up and keep myself busy and keep myself busy in healthy ways. That is my goal. I've decided that I'm going to get a gym membership and start there and kind of force myself to work out, take care of my body, take care of my brain, take care, you know, of everything inside of me. So, funny. Let's talk about what dopamine is. It is a neurotransmitter that, or it is a catecholic neurotransmitter that is responsible for making you feel good when you accomplish something. So it's that gratification feeling. And it is, you know, basically the driving force behind my brand, Manifest Destiny, like positive intentions, like positive affirmations. And I've really lost sight of that because I don't feel that way. And, you know, I don't feel positive. I don't feel happy, some, you know, like how I did. And I'm working really hard to get back to that person that I was. I have kind of analyzed a few things, and back when I was very free-spirited and started this whole idea was I had non-traditional style of journaling where I would write smidgens in about my day and just kind of, you know, log my inner dialogue, I guess. Which now a lot of my stuff is really switched over to organized routine, to-do lists, checks, calendars, all of that stuff. And I think that might be a key to kind of turning that around. So I've started journaling again, just free journaling, not anything to do with ideas or things I need to do or whatever. It's just things that are in my head that I'm writing down and need to get out. But it's really weird because my life over many years, like, I don't know why this time of year is always so hard for me. I 2 years ago lost my job, same time around this year. The same time of, around the, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. And last year, I literally got all my money taken from me from SunTrust, and they just closed my account and then refused to give it to me right before Christmas. Took all my money, all the savings I had, basically closed my account and wouldn't tell me why. They eventually ended up giving me my money back after like 2 months, but what is it about this time of year that just tries me? Is it because it's basically like a growth cycle? Is that maybe how I'm thinking I should look at it? Is that so something bad has happened so I can grow and adapt and better assess situations? I am trying to see the positive in everything, you know, now. I'm really starting to feel happy, motivated, joyful, and that same charismatic girl that I was a few years ago. and it makes me happy to be able to see that again. It's going to take some time to get all the way back there, but I think taking care of my brain, my body, vitamins, whatever, going and maybe seeing that psychiatrist that I'm going... So maybe seeing a psychiatrist would honestly help, because she would be able to help me understand why I do or react the ways that I do in certain times. I've really spent a lot of time in my head and have done a lot of research, and I don't want to sound like I'm self-diagnosing, but I've feel like I've come to the conclusion that I have a bit of borderline personality disorder, and I want to learn how to control my emotions, and I want to learn how to feel full without needing to put something, you know, in my void, basically. Like, one of the quotes from the psychiatrist was, people with BPD basically have a hole in their soul, and they're always trying to fill it up, whether with drugs, spending, recklessness, etc. And I'm really searching hard to find that missing piece of soul and fill it up with that, and fill it up with the right things. I've started taking a lot of vitamins for mood health and 5-HTP and magnesium and a bunch of things to kind of help replenish my natural endorphins, my natural dopamine, serotonin, and all of that. And I've noticed a difference slightly, but like, for example, I started getting, you know, like that gratification feeling off working hard at my new job. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel proud and happy, and makes me want to do more, which that was a sign to me that I need to focus on those areas of my life. I need to get myself out of my house, out of my environment, and I think forcing myself to go to the gym, or just getting up and going, or getting a membership would help me. And I think that's my plan. So yeah, guys, that's kind of my inner thoughts and how my life's been going lately, and I just kind of wanted to touch base and speak with y'all about that, because I've been keeping it really bottled up for some time now, because I feel like I always have to appear strong, and I don't want people to see me when I'm down. And it's funny, because it's like I self-sabotage myself, so it's like the reason I'm down is because of me, and that's something I want to nip in the butt this next year coming up. And I can point out the scenarios in which I do it, but I still do it anyway. And I don't understand why. So maybe seeing that psychiatrist will help me. Or doing some cognitive behavioral therapy. Getting back into my journaling has helped me relieve some of the things in my mind. But I don't know. I have achieved a lot this year, guys, and I'm super proud of myself, I guess. And that's hard to say for me, just because I don't feel far enough. But I managed to get my wisdom teeth taken out. I got my own apartment. I helped launch 3 songs. I sold things with my company at events multiple times. I got a car. Like, I literally tackled a lot of the goals that have been plaguing my life for the past few years that I've never been able to accomplish. So I need to take time and appreciate that and be happy about that. which is why I got a bunny. Random, but I heard that they were very good anxiety pets, and I figured having him would make me take time to just chill and relax and actually, you know, decompress. Currently, it is now midnight, January 1st, 2021. And I just got chills. I really want to encourage anyone who is feeling depressed, sad, down, disconnected, to reach out to those who we can talk to. And I can successfully say that 2020 is now officially over, guys. It is January 1st, 2021. And I'm both terrified and excited of what this year has to hold. Hearing the sounds of fireworks go off and the people celebrating and cheering gives me hope and shows me the bright side of things. And I also really want to push the idea of, if you're ever feeling any type of way, need someone to talk to, I'm here. I am an ear to listen or a voice of reason. And that's kind of what this whole Daily Dose of Dopamine, Manifest Destiny, my company is about. And I just want to reach out to those who understand and feel the same type of way, but don't have anybody to talk to about it. And if you're ever feeling suicidal or like taking your own life, please reach out to a crisis prevention hotline. I have also dealt with close people to me possibly getting Baker-acted this year due to depression, and it's made me hyper aware that those feelings that people feel, you might not always see on the outside. And it is our duty as fellow human beings to look out for each other and reach out whenever we feel like someone could use it. There is always a lesson to be learned and a lesson you can teach with every person who comes into your life. And thank you guys so much for spending this past wonderful year with me, watching my company grow and watching me strive to push myself to do things that are beneficial and do things that are not destructive to myself. And I also really want to say thank you to my new friend I've made at work. I'm a really quiet person, and it's hard for me to say the first things to people. So when people go out of their way to talk to me and make me feel included, it makes me feel more comfortable and connected, and I appreciate the people in my life and people who I've come across in my life who has taken the time out of their day to come talk to me, because that helps me more than you even know. And here's to 2021 for flourishing friendships, for finding true passion, and for living a life of adventure, curiosity, and spontaneity in a healthy, non-destructive manner. And here's to being happy and the road to recovery, part two. And last but not least, here's to sticking it to myself and proving my worth to myself and trying to diminish that inner bully that we all have inside ourselves. 2021 is a year of health rejuvenation, mental rejuvenation, getting out and in touch with the true vibrations and energy of the world. Let's make it a beautiful year, guys. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of your Daily Dose of Dopamine, which, in case you didn't know, dopamine is like that uber chemical that's all over your body that makes you feel super rad, aka the source of gratification. Thank you. Stay beautiful. Love you guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, interact. Let's make a community of health rejuvenation, mental health rejuvenation. Love you guys. Stay beautiful. And last but not least, here's to sticking it to myself and proving my worth to myself and trying to diminish that inner bully that we all have inside ourselves. 2021 is a year of health rejuvenation, mental rejuvenation, getting out and in touch with the true vibrations and energy of the world. Let's make it a beautiful year, guys. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of your Daily Dose of Dopamine, which, in case you didn't know, dopamine is like that uber chemical that's all over your body that makes you feel super rad, aka the source of gratification. Thank you. Stay beautiful. Love you guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, interact. Let's make a community of health rejuvenation, mental health rejuvenation. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.
And I want to encourage anyone who is feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, discontented, depressed, suicidal, to reach out to those closest to you. Because sometimes all you need is someone to validate your worth, or validate that you're in the right mindset, or you're making moves towards your goal. And sometimes having an outside perspective changes how you feel, because you realize that maybe you're just being a little bit too hard on yourself. And I want to encourage anyone who is feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, discontented, depressed, suicidal, to reach out to those closest to you. Because sometimes all you need is someone to validate your worth, or validate that you're in the right mindset, or you're making moves towards your goal. And sometimes having an outside perspective changes how you feel, because you realize that maybe you're just being a little bit too hard on yourself.